The House package had put aside $1.7 billion to create jobs by tackling the National Park Service's maintenance backlog. But that number shrunk to $750 million after House-Senate negotiations, what one insider calls a victim of bipartisan negotiations. Still, the Park Service maintenance backlog has been growing over the years, so Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krumenacker says any and all help for the Lake Superior Park is welcome.
There are many things that we can do on trails and campgrounds and utility systems and on docks that would fit their criteria, but even in the best-case scenario, I think we'll still have quite a backlog when all this is done.
Gives you some hope, though, some optimism?
Oh, it sure does. It sure does. You know, this is good for America. It's likely to be good for the national parks.
The 21 Island Group has a $9 million maintenance list.
And that essentially is how much money we think we need to maintain all the stuff that we're supposed to be doing. But in reality, we couldn't. I mean, even if they were to say there's $9 million available for it, they're not all shovel-ready. In fact, most of them are not.
One of the park's biggest attractions is its eight 19th-century lighthouses. Most are on the maintenance list, but Krumenacker says they need architectural plans before they can be considered shovel-ready. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.